Mornings with Gordon Hayden.
Now, the film which is dominating cinemas across the globe this weekend is Avengers Infinity War. And over the last few years now, when it comes to the summer blockbuster season, it just doesn't kick off at the end of May. It all really happens now in April. And so Avengers Infinity War, it should shatter box office records. In the States alone, it's set to make something like $225 million over this weekend, which is an incredible amount of money. And that's just for one weekend in the States. So it should easily surpass possibly $2 billion when it comes to the end of its cinematic run. It could be the number one film of all time. Now, during the week, I was at the Dublin premiere alongside Deirdre Malumbi from entertainment.ie. Before we share with you our thoughts on the film, here's just a little bit from the trailer to Avengers Infinity War.
Let's talk about this plan of yours. I think it's good, except it sucks. So let me do the plan, and that way it might be really good.
Wow. The end is near. When I'm done, half of humanity will still exist.
So we're just out of the Dublin premiere of Avengers Infinity War. Joining me is Deirdre Malumbi from entertainment.ie. So we should just say, because we're out in the lobby here of the cinema, that the sound isn't your usual studio standard. So just to give you that heads up there.
Yeah. It's ambience, sure.
That's a great way to put it, Deirdre. Deirdre, I'm still trying to formulate my thoughts on what we've just seen, because... Yeah. Like Thanos, the villain in this, for me anyway, it's an unstoppable crowd pleaser.
Oh, for sure. And I mean, the action just from the get-go is there, and it's pretty much non-stop. Like we were just saying before we started talking about it, about how we just didn't look at our times once. I mean, it's 2 hours, 40 minutes, and the action is just non-stop. The pacing is so, like, go, 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 which is brilliant, you know, because for a movie this long, you kind of want to be totally intrigued, totally immersed. And I mean, it definitely caters to fans with everything. Everyone kind of gets their, you know, fair share of screen time, which is, you know, saying a lot given there are so many characters in this and everything.
And what did you think of, there's so many different stories going on, and as you mentioned, everyone does get their screen time. How did you think all the different subplots weave together in the overall big story of Thanos essentially trying to find all these Infinity Stones?
I thought that it worked really well, and what I was really surprised about as well, actually, now that you mentioned Thanos, is Thanos, interestingly enough, ended up kind of having his own thread himself. And you don't normally see that in the villain character, really. So there's a lot of focus on kind of the superheroes.
They kind of humanize him a bit, don't they? Because normally when it comes to these sort of villains, even if you were to take the original Star Wars, like Darth Vader, he's just sort of almost this sort of, he's obviously this dark figure, but you don't even get to see another side to him. He's just got one clear motive and that's it. Were you nearly surprised they kind of went into so much detail with Thanos to a degree?
I was really surprised, especially given that all that we've seen so far, like I remember in the very first of the Marvel movies, remember you just see like kind of a second of him at the end and everything, and he really hasn't been that developed as a character at all. We learn about him a bit, you know, through the Guardians of the Galaxy characters, through Gamora, etc., kind of where his, you know, very start of his origins are, but not that much. And yeah, I would agree with you in that it ends up, he kind of ends up having his own story as well, which I really didn't expect, but enjoyed that aspect of it as well.
What is it like, though, seeing all of the big Marvel characters together up there, sharing screen time? Like, as I mentioned, they've all got their own little vignettes along the way, but when they're all there front and center, it is really something to behold.
Yeah. It's amazing. I mean, like, people have been saying this is 10 years of Marvel movies, so many movie build-ups. And I mean, like, you do get kind of the sense of excitement every time, like, a new character, well, not a new character, a character that you know from before, like, pops up on the screen again, and they have their little, like, musical motif and everything, and the kid in you does just get like excited to see all those guys on the screen and together. It is really cool. I'm like geeking out right now just thinking about it.
But what did you think of some of the humour as well? Because look, like Tony Stark is the one who really leads the charge on that front. There was some really nice pop culture references, but also when you see Tony Stark and Star-Lord sharing screen time, I thought was great. And even the moments the Guardians of the Galaxy had, they were actually in it a lot more than I was expecting. being. So was there any surprises for you in terms of screen time and how even the humour played out?
Yeah, I have to be careful because I don't want to get into spoiler territory, but let's just say there are a few Chris offs in regards to the fact that we have several Chris actors here, and there are a few moments that I thought, oh, I wonder if they're kind of playing on the whole Chris versus Chris versus Chris thing, which I thought was quite well done. I mean, humour wise you also have the Hulk played by Mark Ruffalo. He brings kind of humour side. Chris Hemsworth as well as Thor kind of has his moments, and same with like Drax, kind of the characters we expect to bring the humour do. But I mean, I think that more than humour, this movie is relying on big kind of set pieces, big action sequences, and it definitely delivers on that front.
Some of what I would deem maybe the second tier Marvel characters, like say Doctor Strange, he really gets a lot of screen time here. Like, he very much he's up there alongside Tony Stark in terms of sort of leading the pack to a degree. What did you think of some of the newer characters, the emerging characters, getting that sort of level of screen time?
I thought it was done really well. I just think that there was a really good sense of balance throughout this film, and that we kind of ended up seeing as much as we wanted or needed to see of everyone. And I don't know if that was just clever writing or whether it was kind of audience research that they know which characters people want to see more of or less of, but it just worked out really well. It was just so well written, so well balanced and everything. And that ending, obviously can't talk about it, but my gosh, I'm still a little shaken by it. I wonder if my voice is coming out shaking in this, but it shakes you up.
I have to be honest with you, Deirdre, my body really tensed up watching some of those big action sequences in the end, because you are so invested in these characters. They are all, for the most part, so likable that I think it really stands to the Russos and Kevin Feige, the head of Marvel Studios, that they did such a strong job in making you care for these characters. Granted, I know we've had all these movies to build up toward this. We must get scores, Deirdre. For me, I'm going to give it a 9 out of 10.
Wow. I was going to, I feel like I need to kind of rethink everything over, but definitely 8 or 9 out of 10 for me. I'm between the two.
Yeah, because we've just come out, so I think a film of this nature, there is so much to take on board. You nearly need to have a little sit down just to digest it all, because it's so much. I cannot wait to see how they are going to finish this to a degree, because obviously there's going to be lots more Marvel movies, but you just feel not all of our favourites are going to make it out of this by the time the fourth one comes along, because there's so many of them.
I know, and I'm getting so emotional just thinking about it, but again, that's a testament to this movie. It is really fantastic. Fans are going to be ecstatic with this one.
Deirdre Malumbi, thank you so much. We are just out of the Irish premiere for Avengers Infinity War. If you've seen it, do let us know what you think about it. You just include the hashtag #WeLoveMovies.
We love movies with Gordon Hayden.